It's Monday, August 28th, 2006.
Okay, let's begin.
Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
If you think I'm good, you should have seen the one who taught me.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
I've watched you through this window pane, through lightning storms and torrential rain. You're all I want, you're all I need, but this ain't no love song. I've imagined caressing your silver skin, the seams that connect your body and limbs. Your perfect curves, your rigid poise, but this ain't no love song. Tell me to go on home, and they laughed and called me names unknown. I still won't budge, I stand my ground, 'cause this ain't no love song. So you were removed one day, and in your place, a large bouquet. I hung my head and walked away. This ain't no love song.
That little song right there was called This Ain't No Love Song. It was by Brooklyn's unique, klezmeresque One Ring Zero. Not that you'd know it from that song. That song, not terribly representative, though I like it a lot. It's from their brand new album, which comes out tomorrow, called Wake Them Up. You should go check out One Ring Zero live if you haven't before, because boy howdy, is that a good live show. And I'll tell you what, this new album, pretty darn good. I'm going to play another cut from it at the end of the show that's a little bit more, you know, sounds like the rest of it, because that song really, really doesn't. All right, up next, it's a band called The Whitest Boy Alive, and it's a pretty good band name, The Whitest Boy Alive. I think it's funny, and it's actually Norway's Erlend Oy, a Sounds in My Head favorite. I did play him on the very first episode of The Sounds in My Head with a song that continues to be one of my all-time favorite songs, I think, called The Black Keys Work. Erlend Oy is The Whitest Boy Alive. They have a brand new album. It just came out last week called Dreams, and this song is called Fireworks. Check it out, The Whitest Boy Alive, Erlend Oy's latest effort. Where else but on The Sounds in My Head?
got so close to your chest, you're making me confused. It's hitting deep what you need to address if you want to assume. Picking along the never ending fireworks. Let it be, let it be, let it be, oh baby, let it hurt. The heat is on for the action to speed up. But only be certain that your physical needs. Patience is just another word for getting old. Resolution just as impossible as letting go.
President's career when he has to reassure the people that he isn't the thing everybody thinks that they are. Richard Nixon famously said, "I am not a crook." Bill Clinton assured us, "I did not have sex with that woman." What point does this president have to clear up?
Nobody likes to see innocent people die.
I got both hands on. In Watertown, New York, the First Baptist Church is making employment news. A woman named Mary Lambert, who is 81 years old, has been teaching Sunday school at the First Baptist Church in Watertown, New York, and boy, is she mad. Here's Channel 10 in Watertown.
Since 1946, Mary Lambert has been a member of the First Baptist Church in Watertown, and for the past 11 years, she's been the Sunday school teacher. But last Thursday, Lambert received a letter from the diaconate board telling her that she was dismissed from her position.
Why was she dismissed? Her boss is a city councilor in Watertown, and his wife sent Mary this letter.
The letter Lambert received says, quote, "A woman should learn in quietness and full submission. I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. She must be silent." The letter was signed, "Thank you for your anticipated cooperation."
Oh, you do know how I love the Nouvelle Vague. That was France's Nouvelle Vague doing a cover of Echo and the Bunnymen's The Killing Moon, of course, from their brand new album, which just came out last week, called Band Apart. The Killing Moon, a fantastic song. Whoever does it, there's a Pavement version of it out there that's pretty darn awesome. Echo and the Bunnymen's version, of course, is terribly excellent. And Nouvelle Vague does a very nice take on it on their newest album, Band Apart. And if you liked that song, and if you like anything else by Nouvelle Vague, you're going to continue to like everything on the record. There's some Blondie, there's some New Order. It's a great release, this new Band Apart album. So if you like that song, you should check out the rest of it. Before Nouvelle Vague was a band from Sweden. I always like me the Swedish bands, don't I? That was a band called Teddy Bears. originally a hardcore band called Teddy Bears, interestingly, and then they kind of have reinvented themselves a couple times. And they have a new album coming out next month called Soft Machine, which that song will appear on. You can buy it now in iTunes. The song was called Punk Rocker, and it was sung by Iggy Pop. And if you go down the track listing for this upcoming album, it's all these like famous people singing and making guest appearances on the songs. And you're like, huh, I wonder how some nobody's ever heard of it Swedish hardcore band turned whatever the hell it is now kind of band. I wonder how they got all these famous people to appear. And the answer is that the lead guy from the Teddy Bears is, you guessed it, Sweden's own The Caesars. He's the lead guitarist and singer for The Caesars, in addition to being the lead guy for the Teddy Bears, and so that's how he's able to get all these great peeps to appear on his record. So if you like that song, check out the rest of it. That was a really good song, by the way. There's another track in there already in iTunes you can buy in EP form that's also quite good, but I do prefer the Iggy Pop Punk Rocker, because that's pretty solid. All right, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, another song by One Ring Zero that sounds a bit more like One Ring Zero, so that you have a better, you know, kind of understanding of what you're getting into with the new One Ring Zero record when you buy it. Not if, but when you buy the new One Ring Zero record. This song is called Here Come the Mannequins, and it's a great little ditty, and it sounds just like One Ring Zero. Finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head. That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was The Wandering Dance by One Ring Zero and House of the Rising Sun, as covered by Leonard Alexson und das Orchestra Ricky Ferra, or something like that. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. It makes me happy when your friends listen. I mean, I like it when you listen too, but I'm just saying.